You're listening to the Mixed Morning Show podcast with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
The other day, we were in here talking about something. I was asking Jeremy how much he pays for his monthly water bill. I said, what do you pay? Because I've got a friend of mine who just got an $800 water bill.
What?
For the month. It was $800.
Unreal.
And I read
it's a long shower.
It turns out that there was a leak, you know, at their house that they didn't know about. And it was causing hundreds of gallons of water. So anyway, but the point is, I asked Jeremy about it. He goes, I don't know. He goes, Nicole pays all the bills.
I give you an ish answer. Yeah. Hundred-ish. I don't know.
And then somebody else was talking about how there was a couple where, sadly, the bill payer in that couple passed away. And the other person was totally in the dark. Like, I don't know what this is. I don't know how to pay this. I don't know how to do that.
I could see that.
And I think that happens more often than not, doesn't it? Isn't it in most relationships? I know I was considered a weirdo. When I was married, my ex and I, we kept our own checking accounts. We did not have a joint account. We had separate ones, and there was no problem. I mean, I paid some things, she paid some things, blah, blah, blah. Huh. If we needed stuff, we had like a joint money market where we would stash some money and stuff like that. But we had separate accounts. And I remember talking about that on the show one time. God, this was probably 15 years ago on the show. And people were like, oh, that's just weird. That means you don't trust each other. That means I'm like, no, I think that's the ultimate in trust, actually.
Right.
Because if one person's keeping it,
yeah,
you don't know what's going on.
Did you always say, like, did you pay the water bill? Did you pay the
We're both responsible, so it was never an issue.
Getting done.
So, yeah. My God, I have a girlfriend who was married, and they did joint accounts, like, before they even got married.
So, right.
That's a bigger commitment actually getting married. But then after a while, he didn't understand the concept, like, this money was just going in. And so he's like, oh, look, all of a sudden I have all this money. And I, whoop-de-doo, it's
bonus.
So he started blowing it?
Yeah, she had to put him on a cash allowance. Yeah.
Now, I've heard of that a lot, where one person who's in charge of the money gives the other person an allowance.
Yeah. It's like getting paid from your spouse.
Well, it's like, well, this is, you have this in cash, you don't have a bank card, and if you don't have any money at the end of the week, then it looks like you can't eat.
My grandma does that to my grandpa, actually.
She gives him an allowance?
A little parental.
Otherwise, he'll be in Black Hawk blowing it. So.
But he might be winning in Black Hawk.
Not winning.
Yeah, have a gambling. He's not call for winning.
I slipped him a phone number that he should be calling.
You know what?
Just give him a jingle.
People don't use checks too much anymore, but your story with your ex, you know, back in the day, well, you probably still can. You can get decorator checks, you know, with flowers or whatever.
Yeah, we have those.
So I can see having a separate checking account, because if your wife insists on having, like, baskets of flowers on her checks, no dude wants
I'm
that.
I'm not using those.
Right? You, like, got to get a separate, account so I can have my...
Actually, I've had to do that. Nicole has some sort of foo-foo-y checks, and I had to buy... My buddy works for a meat... plant, and I bought meat from him, and I had to write him a check, and it was like a SpongeBob check or something. Totally, I'm like, I'm sorry for this. I didn't order these. He's like, bro, really?
Disclaimer,
dude.
That's reason enough to have your own account,
yeah,
right?
So
there.
That's totally legit.
So
funny.
Many years ago, when I did have a joint account with a woman, She was not real good at, let's say, staying on top of finances. Mm-hmm. And she never wanted to take the checkbook and write a check so I could see it, because it would be right there, right? Mm-hmm. So she would go into the supply of checks, you know,
because
you have your checks in your checkbook, and then you've got a box that's got your refills, right? She would go into that. I'm not making this up. Flip through about 10 deep in there and pull a couple of checks out.
Sneaky.
Right. And just write them and trust that I was just never going to see it or never even going to notice.
Until you balance.
And I think from that point on, I was like, I'm going to do my own separate checking accounts because I can't trust. Do you ever wonder if Nicole, and listen, bless her heart, she's the sweetest woman.
Yeah.
You know, she's terrific. But do you ever wonder if maybe she's siphoning out just a little bit and putting it into an account that you don't know about.
Well, I didn't until now. Thank you.
If she's smart, she is.
Because
she might be.
Because a few years ago on this show, a caller told us, it was a woman. She says, what I did, if we had one account, she goes, I kept all of our bills. I did everything. She goes, I would take out X number of hundreds of dollars every month and put it into a separate, like, money market account that only she was on. It was just hers.
Right.
And she says, that was my just-in-case account.
JIC.
In case something happened. And I said, well, how much do you have in there now? She goes, it's about $20,000 right now.
Whoa! Nice.
So over the years, she said it had been about 15 years or something like that. She had siphoned out $20,000 and had it stashed, she said, in case something ever happened.
In case of emergency.
Well, not emergency.
In case of affair.
No, in case of
relationship not working out, yep. She wanted to have stashed aside some money.
I kind of hope Nicole's doing this.
That's a good idea.
Then when it does all work out, in the end, we've got another account that I didn't even know about.
Right.
It's like, bonus.
I know. If in the case of a divorce, I mean, don't you have to disclose that and
yeah,
the husband
you
gets half of it?
What do you mean, don't you have to?
Unless you cash out and hide it.
Take the cash. The account is closed, and it's just cash somewhere.
Yeah, nobody would ever know.
Oh, my God. Women are pure.
What I like is that Jeremy automatically assumed that if Nicole did this, she would just come up to him one day and say, look, honey, we've got
$20,000. We'll hit 67, and she'd be like, by the way, look what I've been doing.
Whatever. She's going to be like, just, I can finally
So it doesn't cross your mind at all that she would stash money to be away from you.
No, not
your mind automatically goes to, my wife is doing this so that we can have something together.
It'll be a surprise.
How interesting.
Yeah,
So it's not even possible that she would take money out and put it in an account to leave your raggedy ass.
Not at all.
What's it like to be that delusional?
You guys paint me like such an ass. We're so happy. Everything's fine.
Dude, the brush is in your hand.
No. Whatever. Screw you guys.
Nicole girls
You'll
trip.
See. You'll see.
I'm not.
You'll see.
Here's the thing. Nicole is really smart. She is like sharp as a tack. And it's not like I'm putting this idea in her head. She probably came up with this easily five, six, seven years ago.
This would be very elaborate because she keeps Excel spreadsheets of every month. Extremely detailed of everything.
Oh, people have been cooking the books, my friend, for hundreds of years.
If she's doing it, she's really going all out. Because I can go into these Excel spreadsheets.
Sure you can.
And start adding things up.
Right. Sure you can.
Yeah, but you're not gonna.
But I'm not gonna.
Look, all she's got to do is show that the, let's say, the electric gas bill.
That it's been paid.
Was $180 when really it was $140.
Correct.
And you don't know.
Yeah, you've already shredded all your paperwork.
I guess it would be intense.
You're not going to cross.
Oh, no,
reference.
That stuff's filed, Emily.
You're not going to cross-reference. 10 years worth?
Yeah, I could do it. We have boxes of
Nicole,
stuff.
I just want to give you a
but
ding.
But somehow she's doing it.
For putting this money aside.
It's all right.
She's going to live the high life.
We're going to have an epic trip at like 65. Uh-huh. Epic.
She will with somebody else. Epic. You won't even know.
Screw you guys.
You know what I like about this, too?
What?
Is that so many people are driving to work right now saying, who don't keep the expenses for their household? And they now have, they will not be able to get that thought out of their head all day. Mm-hmm. That the other person has a secret account. And when you go to them today, you know what they're going to say?
No,
that's just Dom talking on the radio. Don't listen to Dom. I'm not doing that.
Yeah. And some people will just stare at their significant other and not really say what they're thinking. Do you know what
right.
I mean? Like a stare in suspicion.
Just wonder.
Just wonder. Mm. And the other person's like, what are you looking at? What did I do?
Anyway, cheers to those of you who've got the hidden account.
Way to go, Dom.
Money bags.
Want more laughs? Follow us online.
Every morning.
Search at Dom Emily Jeremy on Twitter and Facebook.com/Dom Emily Jeremy.